This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I need to calm down. I got really upset looking at Michael Moore promoting the total disarmament of police. That is the UN plan for global takeover. We'll tell you more about it in this hour. I've got to get into the economic news, the world news. There's just so much of it. You think the only story in the world, though, is Freddie Gray's death. I'm sorry for his death. We don't know the truth. The police have been charged with homicide. There's a lot of other important stories we're going to be getting to, but I want to take your phone calls from Ironhead, John, I Am, Adam, Phil, and others. Jakari's on for like 10 minutes with an update, and then I will just phone calls the entire broadcast interspersed with news. I've got to settle down. Because if I get wound up for 3 hours, which I can do, I'm just dead after the show and can't get all the business stuff done of news and analysis and planning. Yesterday I was so hyped up that I was just a wreck for about 2 hours after the show. Let's go ahead and talk to Ironhead. You're on the air in Washington. Welcome.
Hey there. How you doing? But you almost gave me wound up, too. Hey, do you remember back about a year or two before Bush left office, he flew into Tokyo for a one-hour meeting. We only had a G7 at the time. There was no G10. Do you remember when he sat down with Ahmadinejad, and it was Medvedev, not Putin, who was in position? Putin replaced Medvedev shortly thereafter. And then we had the Spitznitz crews coming into Fort Collins for the disarmament drills. Can you tie it together in terms of what you see with the UN and Jade Helm?
Well, there are giant covert agendas going on, and the globalists, though, think we're stupid, so they think we don't read books, which the general public doesn't. And then we read you what they've said in the books and show you the documents. And the Dallas Morning News, the New York Times just says that doesn't exist. He's a liar, knowing people won't go check. Like Memorandum 7277 or Public Law 87-297. And that story's up on Infowars.com right now. Kit Daniels, did you know a law is on the books to disarm all Americans? Incredibly important article. We need to red link it. And again, I've known all this forever, for 25 years. I knew about this before I was really politically awake. I knew about the UN plan, but it just becomes a rumor. Hey, there's a UN plan to get the guns. Well, yeah, it's on the books and a treaty. And that's why government just moves forward to try to get all this done. But if you look at the Russian troops inspecting the facilities and training for anti-terrorism drills, that's going on, and then now it looks like there's been double-crossing going on, so that deal's breaking down. But then a lot of the high-level generals I've talked to, former and current, say, no, that's a scam as well. Above that, the Russians are actually working with the top bankers. The truth is, they're all double-crossing each other. It's like a James Bond movie with Spectre. The establishment doesn't even know who's on whose side right now. That's why they're always jockeying and changing position and rebalancing, in Kissinger's words. But you notice they're good at that, these mega banks that sit above the countries. As our nations go into more debt, as we implode, as our birth rates drop in the West, the globalist agenda moves forward on a planetary scale. So they are right now winning, but they're slowing their win. They're slowing their role. They're getting more opposition as people become aware of their philosophy, their MO, their program, how they operate. But that's basically what's happening. But yes, that's why they have to have the U.S. military ready for gun confiscation, and why since the 60s they've been publicly training for it. It's just now the training has gone from a 1 to about an 80 on a scale of a 1 to 100. I mean, it's exponential. And so they're gearing up for something big. Ironhead, you want to stay on hold after Jakari leaves us in about 10 minutes and come back with a comment on that?
Yeah, I do have one quick comment, please.
Okay, well, stay there. Stay there then. And then I promise it's just going to roll with your calls. John, I am, it's a little blasphemous, from Florida. Adam, Phil, and others. Hey, but we're all bad. I'm not judging you.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jakari Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, is about to join us from the streets of Baltimore, Maryland, with all of the new huge developments. Then I promise to go back to Ironhead, John, Ian, Adam, Phil, and many others that are patiently holding. And then we will just take your calls throughout the transmission on this open line Friday. And Lord willing, so I take nothing for granted, we'll be back this Sunday live in studio for the 4 to 6 abbreviated Sunday edition. So please mark your calendars for that. Well, we've passed the mark, 1 million YouTube subscribers, without ever really promoting it, on the Alex Jones channel, 1 million YouTube subscribers. Imagine if the 1 million subscribers on our YouTube channel that has over 500 million views, imagine if you picked out some of the most important videos of more than 30 a day we post and sent those to friends and family in email, posted it to Twitter and Facebook. The power of that is incredible. We have, I keep saying 800 million, but I'd forgotten that they had removed about a third of our views and the rest of YouTube's a few years ago when Sony got caught gaming the views. They just took everybody's views away because of an advertising thing that I think is illegitimate by YouTube. But the point is that it's more like 700, 800 million on our channel. You add that to other channels, we're well over a billion views on YouTube right now, even if you don't count the views they took away. A billion views. McDonald's says billions and billions served. Well, we can say billions and billions served. And that's one reason the system's upset. And YouTube is about 20% of our listeners in the metric. But YouTube's important because it hits people that would never see us. But when you talk about talk radio, baby, on stations like KSCO, that's the number one station with many of its shows, depending on which time format, there in the Central Coast area up in the edge of San Francisco, even shows up in the ratings in San Francisco, where they got two stations. I mean, their ratings are sometimes they've got 80,000 to 100,000 people tuning in. Well, MSNBC has 100,000 viewers or less on their average show. I mean, they're the mouse that roared. We have over 180 affiliates, big ones and little ones, in places like Chicago and Rochester, New York. And we're back on again in Orlando, where we were number one against Rush Limbaugh. It was in the news there that we beat Rush Limbaugh on a small station. Wasn't small, it was 10,000 watts, but compared to the station he was on, it was 50. It was a medium-sized station. I mean, we're having an effect, and I'm not bragging about Alex Jones. I'm saying freedom is popular, like Ron Paul says. Let's legalize freedom again. And when I see all these new people coming online, all these new shows, all these new people making great films, I don't go, oh, my gosh, competition. Look at those whippersnappers. We got to get going. Crack the whip. I'm like, thank God we're not the only X-Wings going in here. There's swarms of them going against this Death Star. It's very exciting. And then if we can just stop the COINTELPRO from getting in there and manipulating and teaching them to infight with each other, because they'll test you, say something bad about you, trying to get you to fight. Don't do it. Just ignore it. Continue on the target. Get the ammo downrange. Stay on target. Stay on target. That is the key. So very, very exciting. Again, briefly, because the Austin American Statesman, Dallas Morning News, and over 30 publications that I had time to look at, probably more than that, the last 3 days have attacked the fact that we sell T-shirts, water filters, and high-quality nutraceuticals. So we're extending the sales since they hate it so much. The sales have been incredibly popular and successful. Thank you. It helps us fund the operation. 50% off continues on a whole bunch of the products. And the free shipping and the free bottles of the Fluoride Shield. See all the specials for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And we've extended it with the countdown 2 days and a handful of hours. We put that clock back up. And again, if you're a radio listener, InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feeds. Just in the last week, the video feed viewership for the free feeds has tripled. It's all-time record. So we're just turbocharging. All these media attacks are only intensifying our readership, viewership, listenership. I want folks to Google Alex Jones, Jade Helm. Click Google News in the NSA interface. You can use the NSA interface as a weapon. It'll show you hundreds of articles and enemy transmission points attacking us. You can simply pick a few enemy sites. Go in and start commenting, hey, go look at the Jade Helm documents here. Look at links to the government training to take guns. Look at the military and police admitting it's for gun confiscation. Look at the military and police admitting the MRAPs are for veterans. And then, oh, here's the Alex Jones Show feed for yourself. And it's not that they have big audiences. I mean, the Dallas Morning News might have 20 commenters. The Houston Chronicle might have 15 comments. You know, we have 5,000, 10,000 comments a day just on one article. But still, those are sheep we can wake up. Target them with the truth. The enemy is showing itself. Let's attack. It's beautiful. Speaking of attacking the tyrants with truth, Ja'Kari Jackson, bravely, with Joe Biggs, is now on his third day in Baltimore, Maryland. I meant to air this. I'll air it at the bottom of the hour. They went to Walmart. and confirmed that they had taken all the ammo, BB guns, and knives off the shelves so law-abiding citizens couldn't protect themselves. There were no gun shops, basically, in the city because of regulations and victim disarmament. But on the edge of the town is a Walmart, and they did pull it, and he has them on the phone and in person admitting it. Zachary Jackson, Joe Biggs, stunning job as usual. I want to retweet that video. It's important. Then we're going to go to your calls, Ironhead and others. Zachary, what do you make of just the attacks on Jade Helm? You got riot police behind you, I see. The police being charged with homicide and a bunch of other stuff. Where do you think all this is going, Zachary Jackson?
Zachary Jackson live from Baltimore. Well, talking about the officers, Alex, people here are very excited while here in Pennsylvania Avenue, right across the street from the CVS that was burned the other day. And if we can take a pan around, you can see all the people out here commingling with the police. There are actually people out there in the middle of the street with the police officers directing traffic. So, yes, there has been a high amount of tension. But it seems like after the charges were brought today, not the indictment, but the charges on the six officers, people are ready to try to begin a new beginning and move forward, hopefully with a healthy relationship between the police and the people out here. As far as the police presence, it is overwhelming as officers walk behind me right now. There are officers posted on every corner around here. National Guard posted a little bit down the street. So they are ready in case anything should happen negatively. But after the news we heard today of the multiple charges on the multiple officers, I believe the highest charge was second-degree murder. I don't anticipate any large problems. You know, you could always have a contingent of people who want to come out here and do harm. But as you can see, the real people of Baltimore are out here trying to have a healthy celebration alongside the police. Now, as far as the Walmart we had a chance to go to the other day, as you were saying earlier, Alex, you are correct. Within the city of Baltimore, they don't really sell guns and ammunition. We called a Walmart and said, no, we don't sell guns or we don't sell ammunition within city limits. So we had to go outside Baltimore about 30 minutes to a Walmart, talked to him on the phone, and we got there. And you can see in the video, the shelves were stripped bare. And I asked one of the gentlemen, I said, hey, what's going on out here? He said, we had to take all the things off the shelves, all the guns, the knives, even the BB guns, the ammunition, because in case the riots come out here, we don't want to be caught with our pants down and have our store ransacked. Now, I can understand they don't want any type of looting to happen in their store, but as far as people being able to protect themselves, I wish they would at least have it set up. We can walk up there and request, you know, a box of 9mm ammunition, and they go retrieve it for you out the
sure,
back.
Sure, Zachary, what it shows is the default position that you take the guns from the people and the right to self-defense. You called, you have the Walmart representative say over the phone the same thing that the representative tells you, or partner. They have some weird word for Walmart workers. What's it called?
Partner. I think you are right.
Yes, partners, because they're not actually, I guess, employees. It's some corporate legalese. And they confirm this. This shows what Walmart's going to do nationwide during civil unrest. So folks need to have their guns, their ammo, their prep supplies ahead of that. Now, I hear deafening honking going on, Zachary. What's happening there? Is that part of the celebration?
Oh, yes. There are people driving all the way up and down the street. Just a few minutes ago, a very large military convoy rolled around here as well. As you can see, I'm joking with these guys walking across the street. I don't know if they're doing shift changes, but officers continue to move strongly throughout this area. It's a huge celebration. It's pretty much like a block party of sorts, just with a bunch of police behind you. But, you know, it is a very much a celebration, and everybody out here is so far is on their best behavior, and I have every reason to believe that it's going to continue.
Well, Zachary, with the work you and Joe did going over the border, I'm going to run out of money giving you guys bonuses. You're just doing a great job.
That was Biggs and Josh, but me and Biggs have done plenty.
No, I know. I'm saying you're up there in a dangerous situation as well, so you guys are doing a fabulous job, and you guys are a great team. We've got Joe Biggs there on camera, and then you're on camera for him. Wonderful reporters. We salute your work. Take us out to break with any other observations, Zachary.
Well, we've been around and show the people more of
Yeah, what happened is the mic plug just came out of the camera, I can tell. I think some folks bumped into the mic cord. It's all right.
Check.
Yeah, that's good. We got your audio. We're going to skip this break. It's so important. And then talk to the other 5 minutes, then go back to Ironhead, John, EM, and Adam, and Phil, and others. I promise, callers, we're going to go to you in just a moment. So we're skipping the break, Jakari, so you've got more time to pan around. This is some pretty powerful Skype video we're seeing here.
Yeah, we're going to move a little bit around so you guys get more of a feel of the area. Like I said, this is Pennsylvania Avenue and West North Avenue. As you can see, many people out here celebrating, many people out here on the sidewalks as well. There's, I believe, a minister down the street blasting over his loudspeaker, talking to the people. Many people getting interviewed. He smiles. No riots, no looting, no Molotov cocktails, just smiling, happy people. And I'm sure this is what they want to see in their communities. You know, they didn't like the riots and the looting, the things that happened here at the CVS. They want their city to be represented as it is now, people standing together in solidarity. And yes, this is a predominantly black neighborhood, but you also have white people out here. You have young people. You have old people. Everybody's out here just trying to have a healthy time.
That's right.
A celebration, a time of healing for the city of Baltimore.
Well, we had photos and videos up in an article yesterday, what the media is not showing, of people of all race, colors, and creeds coming together to try to block the looters and rioters. Only a few hundred of them that mainly came from other areas to take advantage of it as an excuse to rob. And then we called them thugs, and they claimed that was racist. But even Obama called them thugs. And, you know, you've got thugism throughout the culture, period, that has to be called what it is. My concern is, I think they would have indicted these cops if they really thought they were doing something wrong, which they've now done. They do that all the time. I mean, I see it every day where cops are getting indicted. It's a dangerous job because if you use too much force and kill somebody, you're probably going to get charged. I'm concerned that people will think that looting caused these charges to come down. I don't think the looting had anything to do with that, Jakari.
No, I mean, when the evidence came out, we saw the press conference with the prosecutor earlier today, Ms. Mosley, and she laid out all the charges, everything from second-degree murder on down to manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and all types of various charges. So once the evidence came out and people could see that not only was this man arrested in a very harsh manner, but the failure to render aid definitely contributed heavily to his demise. And I'm glad that they had the foresight to really look into this and not just sweep it under the rug, because this is not a situation where sweeping something under the rug would have been a good thing.
Well, being macho and tough doesn't mean you beat people to death and they don't give them aid. That's not what being tough is. Being tough is when you actually get attacked, taking somebody out. But just beating up people in handcuffs or whatever is the ultimate cowardice. And most police aren't like this, but police departments are trying in many areas to recruit thugs. And the feds, I see, are the ones behind it most of the time. Then they turn around and want to federalize as the answer. Now, Michael Moore came out and said, the founding fathers said we had guns to protect ourselves from police. Let's disarm police. We've got some of these bizarre tweets. That's the final UN model of a communist revolution, is where they say disarm the police, guns to the people. This is what Soros just did a year and a half ago in Ukraine. People are asking, why is he saying we have guns to protect ourselves from government? Because they're now moving into the final equation. If they can't take over and get our guns that way, they'll use the guns to take over. This is a very sickening statement by the snake that is Michael Moore. Again, next demand, disarm the police. We have 4 billion Second Amendment guns in our homes for protection. We'll survive till the right cops are hired. And then he goes on to basically call for revolution and stuff. What do you make of him saying that?
Michael Moore said that, the filmmaker?
Yes.
That's completely news to me. Michael Moore, we know the guy has armed bodyguards and all this stuff, and I think he's really more pandering to the audience. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but it just seems like a very convenient statement to make. But, you know, as far as disarming the police, I think we definitely need to retrain the police. I think when we give these guys these big federally funded vehicles, the MRAPs and all that, and then we say, well, the answer is more federalization. It's federalization that gave these guys this equipment in the first place. But if we could have more things like what we're seeing today, the police commingling with the people, yes, you do have the SWAT teams and stuff on standby, but you have the police captains and National Guardsmen out here trying to talk peacefully to the people and treat them like they're human beings. If we have more of that...
That's right. We lost his mic again. Those wireless systems are great, or those wired systems, sometimes they get unplugged. Well, Jakari Jackson, great job. Joe Biggs is welcome later to pop in if he wants to. In fact, you can switch around if you want right now, or you can interview Joe Biggs. He can just aim the camera at the crowd and ask his 90-second take on things.
Okay, we'll just do a quick switch right here.
Again, that's Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs doing another fabulous job. I love those guys. They make a great team. It's just so exciting as the leader of this organization to have these type of men involved with us, because they just fearlessly get out there and kick butt and work so hard. Well, Joe, you're going to get more hazard duty pay again. Great job, you and Jakari. When are you guys planning to come home?
So far, it looks like Sunday. Who knows? I mean, anything could change. Maybe later today, tomorrow, who knows? But right now, we know Sunday. But, you know, the thing to look at right now is a celebration going on. You know, a lot of people, like you said earlier, I heard you say, did looting cause this the charges to come down? I don't believe so at all. You know, I think a thorough investigation was done. They had some witnesses that came forward and were able to compile some evidence, some compelling evidence, to charge these guys. And I think that the people are happy. They got what they really wanted, because deep down, a lot of these people saw what happened. They knew what happened was police brutality. It was wrong. And that's a huge rampant problem in our country. The fact that it's not even something that starts at each individual substation or police station. This starts with the training. We have to change the way that we're training these young police officers who have up to like zero life experience when they come in the police force, never really used guns before, never been in combat, and don't know how to do anything. And then you give them a gun, you give them a badge, and they don't know how to react.
Well, beyond that, you've told me many times, even though you were in Iraq and Afghanistan and taking prisoners a lot, you didn't treat the public like this because you knew it would cause a vicious response.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously when you're in combat, you're going to have an assault rifle, but we always maintain weapon discipline. What that means is keeping the muzzle of the gun pointed downward as to show, a decrease in force. You know, what they're doing out here is an increase in force. It's almost like the same tactics that were used in Fallujah with the curfews, the shoot first, ask questions later mentality. That's a mentality that has to stop in America with our police force. We need to take a step back and go back to being peace officers.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't know if you guys have been working really hard. I'm sure you probably hadn't had lunch or whatever, but this celebration's big video. I really want you guys, as my final directive, you can obviously cover whatever you want, targets of opportunity. I want you to interview the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want you to interview the nice folks, the happy folks, but also I want to interview other people. I want to show a full spectrum of people on the street during this celebration. So go ahead and get ready for that. I want to get to some calls right now, but please shoot a report of the celebration and what people have to say and what they want.
Roger that, Alex Jones. We copy.
Because I see people coming up wanting to say things. In fact, let's just randomly ask folks why they're happy. Just going out to break, and I'll come back to break and go to calls nonstop.
Excuse me, you don't mind talking? Yeah, I don't mind. So tell us how you're feeling today after you found out that the six officers involved in this entire thing are going to be charged.
I feel the same way. Truth be told, I feel the same way.
You feel happy? You're glad?
Mixed feelings, man.
So what are the mixed feelings then?
Mixed feelings is because of the charges. They was less, man. They was real small, man, compared to the whole situation. If they said they're supposed to be charged with first degree murder or a premeditated murder, but that was their intent. They had a involuntary manslaughter.
You have
4 years of
maximum.
You get trial. So a judge could get them probation or anything, or let them
explain
go.
Explain to him that they couldn't convict him on that. That they'd get off if they charged him too strong.
I'm a lifelong resident in Baltimore City. I've been through it all my life with police brutality, man. All my life. You can check my record, man. It ain't nothing to brag about, man. But, yeah, it's bad, man. I almost died a couple times.
So what do you think about this? You know, the charges are just the first step in this entire ordeal. Now, what happens if they don't get indicted? What do you think? What's going to happen with that?
Well, there's people already spoken, man. They already showed you what they're going to do.
We saw what happened with the Michael Brown case. You know, everyone, without a shadow of doubt, thought that officer was going to be indicted, and then it didn't happen. I mean, do you think it's going to end up like that or no? Or do you think there's enough evidence to go through with an indictment?
Yes. Yes, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I really do.
They're being indicted.
What about you?
Well, I think that if they don't get indicted, I think we'll have a replay of what happened
on Monday.
On Monday. Being charged is one thing, but following through with it and getting justice for what happened.
Do you think that the prosecutor, Mosby, you think she's going to do her best to make sure that indictment comes down on the six officers?
Well, I'm praying that she does her best.
You know about her background, right? Both her mother, father, police, and she's backed up by the Baltimore police.
Police, and that's what the citizens are worried about because she's affiliated with the police department.
We got to go to break. Keep it up, Joe. You're doing a great job. Do a live feed, shoot HD. Great report. Great reporting by our team, and you're funding it all out there, listeners. We're going to come back to Ironhead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get a U-Haul. It's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city. We got to get up, get a U-Haul. It's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city.
But I tell you, all the folks I know down here from Michigan are really cool people. They're really nice, they're friendly, they're hardworking. I know white folks, black folks that move down here, I really like them. And it's sad. Michigan's a beautiful state. And, boy, the globalist NAFTA and GATT shut it down. And the Trans-Pacific Partnership's going to shut the whole country down. And the feds are down here in Texas shutting off all our industry. That's why I'm mad at some of the New Yorkers, some of the Floridians, and some of the Californians especially, though. Man, when they get here, they bring it all. They just get in your face. They honk their horns at you. They're rude to you. They want your guns. They want higher taxes. And it's like, don't you get you're fleeing yourself, you idiot? You moron? Just tired of it. Now when people honk at me for no reason, I start slowing down. Somebody gets on my tail, I just start slowing down. Not recklessly, but I just start slowing down. I had some lady, right when the light turned green, honk at me. I was somewhat downtown yesterday. Then got to the next red light. It turned green. Started honking again with cars in front of me. And I didn't road rage. I just started rolling slower than the speed limit because it was traffic up ahead anyways. And she started getting real mad. And I just, you know, guaranteed she's not from Texas. And it's just, it's hard to see my state being infected by cancer. It's kind of like you come into your bed at night, you pull back the sheets, and the cat's taking a crap. I mean, I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but man, I tell you, you people make me sick. And what's got me on a jag is national newspapers making fun of Texas not wanting troops all over the streets and helicopters blowing stuff up in the middle of the night. And they're making fun of calling us idiot hayseeds. The people think we ride horses to work and all this crap. You know, NASA's based in Texas. I'm just so tired of the public's ignorance. And I love Northerners. I love Southerners. I love Westerners. I love people everywhere. When I'm talking about a generalization, Californians know who I'm talking about. The people Mark Dice goes out and interviews there in Venice Beach that, should we put gun owners in forced labor camps? Talks to 20 people, 18 of them, yes. And he's like, well, you want to put them in a slave camp? Yeah, buddy, I'm sick of them. And let me tell you, they might actually work, the white yuppies and people, if it was in a death camp. They'd love to have the guns. They're going to have the guns, not us. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls now, right through. We're at the halfway point in the transmission. We're doing it right now. And then I'm going to control myself and discipline myself in the third hour. I'm going to cover a ton of news with your calls and some video clips and a lot more. Ironhead, you wanted to make another point, and we're going to John, E.M., Adam, Phil, and others. Go ahead.
Laughing over the cat in your bed. You have to watch out for that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, my mother did have a cat when I was a kid that would like to crap on my bed, and I didn't do anything to the cat except spray it with water guns. So I don't know why I was. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Christ said, "Deny thyself." Maybe for the future, we'll deny thy cat.
Maybe I deserved it. Okay, but I wasn't ever really mean to animals, but I would squirt them with squirt guns.
Hey, as we go forth, try to keep these thoughts in mind. Trying to take ourselves to the top of the capstone. And there is a capstone. One of the things, neuro-linguistic programming keywords, going back to what I said about the meeting in Tokyo, when Trump and all the world leaders, and there was, again, a G7, not a G10, when he sat in those meetings, there was obligatory stuff came out in the media. It was dropped in 2 days, but 1 hour was constantly mentioned. I'm going to read something really fast. Revelation 17:12. And the 10 horns, which thou sawest, are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. The thing we're missing, there is an Antichrist. There is a man who has taken that position, and that's who those world leaders sat with in Tokyo back in 2007 or 2008, just before Bush left office. And that's what I'm saying, is at the top of the capstone, there is no country. They're all under one umbrella, and they all answer to. I think Putin has jumped the fence. He has jumped the shark. He has gone off the reservation. Medvedev was the man in that meeting. So.
Well, the Bible says that, and then they blow up Gog and Magog, absolutely. I tell you, you really study the Bible, it describes 10 mega regions that do not have a capstone because the world government's not official yet. And when you go, and now, here's what's crazy. The globalists have created 10 global regions under the UN, with three sub-directorships over them, 3 megaregions, 10 subregions. Each country is broken into 10 regions. This is globally, not just the U.S. Just got chills. And then you go to the U.N., they admit it's a Luciferian right. I was watching in 2000 with the new millennium. It was really 2001, but they called it 2000. And they were having world celebrations at Giza with huge, giant screens worshiping Lucifer on PBS in Latin and in Arabic and in Egyptian. And you read the literature. I mean, these people are crazy. They're actually following it, and they believe Lucifer's God, and they are manifesting it. And they believe it's a sacrifice when they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and don't give the troops care and abort 50 million babies. People say, oh, we're not Satanists. We've killed 55 million babies in this country alone. It's incredible. God bless you. Yeah, it's amazing. And even, I want to explain something to atheists and agnostics and people. There's a fake church and a bunch of rubes and boobs and fools out there. And by the way, somebody says, don't use the word boob. It's anti-family. A booby means a stupid pirate. I'm sick of the attack on language. It's not just politically correct people that do it. The so-called right wing makes every word bad. And I'm tired of it. But I've used that word and gotten emails about it. That's why in Caddyshack she says, you're dressed up like a couple of boobies. That means pirate. It's a China Sea group of pirates. But just like thug isn't racist, it just means killer. And it's a group of Arabic raiders that operated for 1,000 years and killed 2 million people, it's estimated. But I digress there again. Well, I need to go to your calls. What was I getting into there? I was about to break down, just the Bible. It's just too incredible. But Christ, they said, Christ, why do you speak in parables? Or why is the Old Testament written where it's hard to understand? He said, because it's not meant for the profane to understand it, basically. But if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you look at it, it's like, whoa, man, this is knowledge. I mean, I've read Shakespeare. I've read Hemingway. I've read it pretty much all. I've read Solzhenitsyn. I've read Adolf Hitler. And I've never, and that's not even, Mein Kampf's not very well written, by the way. Hitler actually wrote it, you can tell. And I've read nothing like the Bible. And, you know, some of the Levitical stuff really is just rules, and it's like the health department wrote it. But other than stuff like that, it's very profound. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yo, Alex, that video with the police dog, that was one of the most terrifying videos I've ever seen, I think. That really, I've seen some of the other ones, but this one really sort of made me mad, you know, just.
You know, I'm sorry, I popped in their ear for a moment to ask them to get that video queued up in a news article on it, to print me Steve Watson's article and bring it to me. What were you saying, John?
I just said that video with a police dog attacking that guy that wasn't
yes.
It was one of the most terrifying videos I think I've seen on there as far as police brutality. That was totally uncalled for. That was really just, you know, it's pretty sickening. Just.
Well, it's in Utah, and they're going to bring the article into me. I meant to get to that earlier. I have trouble watching this because here's the deal. I want to reform the police. I don't hate them. The globalists have trained them to do this. They've protected them. Now they know the public's going to come after them. That's how you cause a civil war and federalize. It's a very simple equation, and it makes people completely outraged. They're sick of it. And the answer, police, is not to militarize further and attack the public. The answer is to reform yourselves and realize you've been set up. And that's what it comes down to, and to get good police chiefs and sheriffs in. But they have this guy with his hands up doing nothing with the police dog attacking his neck, trying to kill him. And the cops let him do it in attempted murder. And I would have attacked the dog, and they would have killed me. Because, I mean, I instinctively cannot let a dog chew my face. And it goes on and on and on with the dog chewing his face and his mouth. And this is America. And it's just like all the footage we've seen of the dead homeless guy they shoot in Albuquerque. And they let the dog chew on him and make fun of his body while he basically dies and goes into convulsions and uses the bathroom on himself. And the cop pulling up to that scene in Albuquerque goes, I'm going to kill this guy. That's why he got indicted and is in trial right now. These are mentally ill people, and we need to get the mentally ill cops off the police forces right now. But anything else you'd like to add to this report?
Well, just I know that studying history, the German guards in the concentration camp, Soviet guards, they always had police dogs. When they got up, when the prisoners got off the train, they were the police dogs, letting the dogs chew on them. And it's just a playbook right out of that. It's just, you know. Just
yeah, we wear the Kurtzel helmet, the whole nine yards. Let me continue. Video, cops break down door without warrant, sick dog on man with hands up. Graphic footage has emerged of cops in Utah entering a man's home without a warrant and setting a canine dog on him despite the fact he was surrendering with his hands in the air. The video taken from police body cam was released. She said, I think this is wrong. He could have killed the guy, chewed his neck, and ripped his lower lip off as part of a lawsuit filed against the West Jordan Police Department by Lee Hogovlet, who was viciously attacked with a dog. I want to get him on and his lawyer, guys. Go after him. And then he lays there bleeding with his throat and arteries torn open and face torn off. And this is the reign of terror. Tyrants always think that a reign of terror is the way. Oh, my God, I can't even hardly look at this. That a reign of terror is the way to go. And then they wonder why people start fighting back. And, look, it's all part of the plan. Do you think we can avert the Civil War? Well, John just hung up. Iam in Florida. I'm sorry, I thought he should call himself I Am. Iam in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for pronouncing it right. It is Iam. And, Alex, I mean, that caller leading up to me, it's perfect because, you know, I hesitate to call. It's the fifth time in 10 years. And the only thing that hasn't changed in 10 years, because so much has, is the fact that I use my name. You know, I'm calling from the beach here in the town in Florida that I grew up in on a cell phone with no VPN. I'm not scripted. I don't write down, you know, what I'm going to talk. Preface to just kind of, I have 2 points to raise, but real quickly, you know, my heart races more than any woman I've met in my life or anything when I call into this show. And it's because all of this is very real. And it's, you know, the question in my heart is what's next? You know, and do I cower?
Exactly.
And
that's why I'm so desperate running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Because, man, we're descending into evil. Go ahead.
Unbelievably intensified a global rise, you know, against all of us. And I'm not a veteran. I'm not an active duty. I don't have a cache of weapons. I'm just trying to raise my son and do a good job in life. But because I can articulate the knowledge I have, you know, to the hordes of Schmitties out there with a totally inept intellectual mindset, you know, trained to be that way, just because I can do that, I am the enemy. I am the threat to this march towards a UN, NATO, world army, right? I mean, because we're not
That's
really
it.
America.
You recognize what's in your face. You don't want to be a slave. Therefore, you're evil.
Yeah, and so what is next? Why do I not want to call in? Why does my heart pound as I'm on hold for 40 minutes? And why can't I even get to my 2 points? And I have to explain this. I know my soul is what calls me to call you because this show is real, and we are on the tip of most of what's going on around the world. And
but your flesh wants to live in denial and just enjoy itself and ignore what's happening.
Not the denial. I want to lay my knowledge and my ability to articulate it down to the feet of the ridicule that's been trained into these hordes of Schmitties out there. But to my point, Alex, I mean, all I'm raising is that what are they going to do, come scoop me up in the middle of the night because I don't hide who I am when I call you over the
phone? No. We're actually winning. The average cop is waking up. The average bureaucrat's waking up. There's just pockets of bad people being protected by the globalists. We are on the verge of actually overturning a lot of this. We need to go through our fear and realize that all of us collectively, George Orwell said, the New World Order, the system you're going to live under, is a boot stomping on the human face forever. Well, no, it's not. It's a police dog chewing on your children's necks forever. While you have total control, Christ-like, knowing you'll be killed, putting your hands down, and letting a wild animal that thirsts for blood chew your throat and face off. I mean, no one I've ever heard of can put their hands down and let a dog. But he knew they were going to kill him. So he's self-preservation focused. I mean, that's like Beyond Dune, where he's got to stick his hand in the pain induction device and it's frying. I mean, this is real. A dog's ripping your lips off, ripping your throat open with enjoyment for a minute, and he just sits there with the cops hoping he moves so they can kill him, yelling at him. I think we ought to play it with the audio later, and he just Christ-like takes it. I'm not saying he's a perfect person. The point is, without a warrant, they come in. That is the New World Order. I mean, can you believe that footage?
Alex, I can't believe it. And back to my point, and I watched it several times. It disgusts me. I mean, I'm one of those people who's able to stare at the most disgusting things in the world. So I watched the beheadings as much as, you know, it makes me viscerally unable to eat for a day. But I do. I stare at it. I went through the purge of feeling accountable for all the things I hid from before I woke up 8 years ago. But back to my point. Is honestly the Fusion Center locally, even they're listening, and if they're doing their job, which I believe they are, you know, they're listening. And so if they were to scoop somebody up like me, before I get to my 2 points real quick, my fear, you know, I want to be there for my son, but I'm ready.
You're gonna be scooped up by the beast system if you don't fight it and change it, create a community to resist it by having your own infrastructure. We're going to break. I gotta go to Adam and Phil. Make your 2 points.
Well, the 2 points quickly, all of the little commercials that all your staff are making in real time for us each day, on point. I can't find anything but appreciating and enjoying them. I hope they're available for us to share online. And
well, just a correction, they're not commercials. They're little one-minute info bulletins. Go ahead.
They're awesome. They're awesome. And the other thing real quick before break is if MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and all their scam artists are only getting 100,000 at any one time listeners.
Well, that's their average show. She gets 500,000. She's the big daddy over there. But go ahead.
Well, then if there's anybody out there like me in this country, and I know there are hundreds of thousands of us, guess what? We're the ones scanning what these people are brainwashing the hordes around us every day with. So we're the ones that are watching.
Oh, that's a good point. Most of their audience is us monitoring enemy transmissions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's another thing. They have the Pentagon and all these groups listen to us. Do you know how many PR people and Pentagon folks have told me in person when I run into on the street that they got woken up because they were ordered to listen and monitor and counter us? Can you imagine they're listening, checking out what we're saying, and finding out it's true, brother?
Yeah, in Delray Beach, Florida, all the cops here have become paramilitarized. They've accepted grants for black uniforms in exchange, and it's a peaceful town. They don't like a large police record, so that
they're gearing up for martial law and financial collapse. More calls coming up.
China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Our police have been militarized. They've been trained to be killers. And they're using threat force levels that you would use on an armed child molester holding hostages on the general public for things like speeding ticket warrants. And it's truly insane. Video, cops break down door without warrant, sick dog on man with hands up. Now, if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com, and right on the main page, you can see the free video player there and just watch what we're about to show. This has been bleeped, and we're going to go ahead and roll the first minute of the four-minute video. Here it is.
Go get him. Send him.
Go get him. They're breaking in the house without a warrant. Man has his hands up.
Fire here. Clot on the fire here.
This is without a warrant.
Just show me your hands.
Show me your hands. The guy's not armed, nothing.
Stand up slowly. Stand up slowly.
The guy just sits there. Hands are up.
Stand up slowly. Stand up slowly or I'm going to send the dog. I can't see your hands.
His hands are right there.
Stand up slowly and come out to us. Fast. Fast.
The guy's about to get up. Didn't even give him time. Ripping his face off and his throat. This ought to be the new American flag, is a man letting a dog rip his face off.
On the ground now! On the ground! On the ground now!
On the ground now, like he did something bad. It's like when they're breaking those pro-lifers' arms in a video, they'll then beat them with batons like, I broke your arm, compound fracture, you deserve this. Beep, beep, beep. Just mental illness.
On your stomach!
They're getting off on it. You do not need to hire sadists to be police. It's really simple. Look, they're letting the dog bite him some more. Only in America. It's not enough to rip his face off and his neck out. Now the dog needs another snack. He joins in with them all. I shouldn't laugh. This is so
they're
sick.
They're tasing him in the butt, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They tase him in the butt while he's in handcuffs. So he's being tased, jerking, while the dog's biting him. The dog is continuing to try to rip his testicles off, biting him in the groin and the butt. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's so sick. And they're tasing him. I mean, this country is so screwed up. By the way, he's white. Can you imagine if he was black?
Yeah, you got a good taser, buddy.
Look, they're laughing. He's going, oh, his face ripped off. And they're like, you got taser, buddy.
Pretty good there.
Look what he did there. They're enjoying it.
Better.
You know these cops are going to get horrible cancer and stuff. Their kids will die in car wrecks. God's going to hit them.
I was like, oh, my.
Evil people. People really who are evil and get off on this.
Burned in the backyard. It's in a barrel, though.
That's not a good way to prove you're a man.
By doing nothing and sitting on my couch in my home.
That's not a good way to prove you're a man.
Friends, but it's got to happen after all the policing stuff happens, you know?
See, now he's not a man. They're telling him he's not a man. Yes. They have to come and tell him he's not a man after they've attacked him. This is just mental illness. The country's gone. In fact, let's plug the YouTube channel that has that. It's up on InfoWars.com in the story. We can click through the actual channel. I'll plug who those folks are. But they have released this information. There is a right to be free from unlawful entry under the Fourth Amendment. His attorney, Robert Sykes, said, we have the officer without a warrant kicking down a door and going in someone's home and then attacking him with a dog and then acting like he did something wrong. Simply amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the third hour going directly to Adam and Phil.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off. High-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off silver bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.